Proverbs for the day, Proverbs chapter 16, because it's July the 16th. July the 16th, Proverbs 16, we're going to read verses 10 through 15. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king, his mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's, all the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. Now here in this passage, and there are side thoughts, of course, but we're going to sum up and use this whole passage together, because many of the stuff teaches a unified lesson here. Now, notice we have a king, okay? We have the king. We have the king. And remember that when you're reading your Bible, there are these different approaches. There is a king, someone that God allows to rule. There is the king, which in your case might be who's personally ruling over your part of the world. And then there is the King, the Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty. Now, notice he said a divine sentence is in the lips of the king. And everything a king says may not be in obedience to God, but God allows it, Romans 13. There's something about us that we just can't, we wrestle with it, and I'm sure, I believe it's the presence of all the knowledge of good and evil and all the different ways that we've been twisted for 6,000 years as humans. But we just don't see the truth sometimes because we wrestle with what we see instead of what God says. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. Example. Joseph said, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." The Hebrew children said, "If God wants to, he'll deliver us. But if not, we still won't bow." Daniel went on into the lion's den, etc., etc., etc. And in the New Testament, the men of God faced horrible treatment by the sentence of a king. John the Baptist is beheaded. So, well, that he wasn't God's messenger, and they're not doing it right. And here, in you know, for example, in the United States, these are unfair. Pray, but don't get distracted from God's purpose for a believer's life and for the local church. Pray. Cast your vote. But if I was you, I'd spend all my energies on the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And let God give the divine sentence. Number one, kings are a picture. The Lord gives us glimpses of his place in our life. Note that righteousness does exalt. Righteous lips, verse 12, the throne is established by righteousness. Righteousness is always preferable. Righteousness is honored by God. It exalteth. Our short view of history, and we know that we live in a time of what we call revisionist, people revising history, and we still, many, many things you're not going to know till later, even if it does matter, if we care about political history of the earth. You're not going to know till later because you weren't there and I wasn't there, and who knows who's passing on what. I'm going to give a little warning here, whether it's popular or not. There is a huge modern push by conservative Christians to try to find some way to lift up the founding fathers of the United States of America. You don't have to choose between lifting them up or putting them down. There's a huge push here to try to find some way to clean up whatever it was that Thomas Jefferson did. Men have even gone to great lengths to do research and write books to prove that he didn't do some of the stuff that is pretty obvious he did do. Who cares? Where all flesh is as grass, he knoweth our frame were but dust, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That has nothing to do with anything. Please be careful. The United States of America, your country, wherever you live, is not of any consequence to God. Israel as a country is of consequence to God. And God's people today are of a consequence to God. The rest of them are not even a drop in the bucket. And he says so. Kings are a picture. Number two, look at verse 11. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. Secondly, keeping to God's weights and measures is a blessing. Look at it. Weight and balance. If you'll look on a fuel pump, if you'll look on scales when you go places, there's usually a little emblem there where they have measured and they have confirmed that that thing is fair, that thing is a pound, that thing is a kilogram, that thing is a liter, that thing is a gallon. This is what it's referring to in Proverbs 11 and verse 1, where it says a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. And of course, that's our January devotion, and you can refer to that. But the point is this. It's an abomination to God to do things in a wrong weight and measure. Like the butcher putting his thumb on the scale when he weighs out the meat to you in the old days. Okay? Your life and my life will be weighed out. We do get confused about this as humans. We think that what people say about us as we go through life or at our funeral or whatever matters. But Paul said this, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal, ready, weight of glory. You know what you weigh? You weigh precious stones by weight. They're sold by weight. How much is gold per what? Ounce. Okay? So our life will be weighed. And what we need to do is keep our nose in that book and listen to what's being preached and taught by the right sources so that we'll know the Lord's standards. Keep God's weights and measures irregardless, without any regard to what other people are doing. That's very, very important, believer. All right, quickly. Righteousness is not missed by the Lord. Verse 12 and 13. It's an abomination to kings to commit wickedness. Do they do it? Yes. But it's an abomination in the eyes of God. For the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings. They love him that speaketh right. Now, have some patience, friend. God sees. He sees everything. The Lord is the Lord. You're going to have to trust him. Beware of thinking that these statements in here are all about things like taxes and policies and freedoms. There's a whole lot more at stake than that. While you can, publish the gospel. While you can, witness. While you can, live righteously, openly. While you can. There'll come a time when it may very well cost your life just to do right. Your declaration of life is found in the pages of the Holy Word, the Scriptures, the King James Bible. Now, are they destroying man's foundation that, for example, the United States of America was built upon? Yeah, they are. Sure they are. I said this to a fellow the other day, okay? A lot of people don't know that's what's happening because they've never given thought to the fact that many of the liberties they have are here today because of those founding documents, those founding truths and principles. Those who do realize that and see them fleeting away, they get tangled up trying to fight and trying to keep their rights. And the thing to do is redeem the time, because sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Do you know that after the famine in Genesis under Joseph, do you know that Pharaoh owned everybody pretty much? And Joseph was the instrument of it? Joseph let them sign their land and themselves over to Pharaoh so they could live. Everyone after the famine was in debt to Pharaoh. And Joseph, if not the most because of David, but a high type of Christ, and yet he did that for Pharaoh. So we're just going to have to leave it with God, brother and sister. Going to have to leave it with God. And don't go off the deep end about towards me. I'm not talking about pacifism here. I'm just talking about read the book of Jeremiah and find out if Zedekiah made the right choice. Read your Bible. Quickly, stay on the right side whenever possible. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, his favor is a cloud of the latter rain. Listen, democracy can be the devil's tool in a way. Democracy makes us think that number one, the majority should rule and we're the majority. The worst part that we're facing today here in the U.S. of A. is that we're not the majority. The worst part people are facing in places like Australia and even New Zealand or New Guinea, the worst thing they're facing in some of the places that used to have a strong Christian influence is we're not the majority. We just want to believe we are, but we're not. And democracy enthrones the individual, which means that then you can enthrone the mob as they come together. The king is on the throne. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death. When possible, stay on the right side. When possible. If it's a law you can possibly fulfill, just do it. Read your Bible. Soak up the Bible. Turn off the radio. Turn off the television. Turn off the emails. Read your Bible. And you'll find out that God's men, mighty men, had to do what they could by doing right, staying within right, but they stayed on the right side whenever possible. And it gave him an opportunity to preach and serve God until the bottom fell out. God bless you.